I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. A move to require that members of the clergy report sexual abuse. Right now, Utah has an exemption for clergy, but some state lawmakers are taking the first steps toward ending the exemption. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has the story.
Representative Phil Lyman says the exemption in Utah's law leaves room for subjectivity in protecting victims.
When the stakes are as high as they are in terms of abuse, we just don't need the ambiguity.
Lyman says the discussion to do this has been in place well before a recent AP article claiming there was a case of failed reporting of child abuse within the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Alternatively, if clergy are forced to report, this could deter abusers from confessing and allow abuse to continue.
I think the benefits of the clarity outweigh that scenario.
His bill also looks to create more accountability for the state agency where abuse is reported. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Top secret documents were found at Mar-a-Lago. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, court records show FBI agents took 11 sets of classified records from President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate during a search on Monday. The unsealed search warrant shows the Department of Justice is investigating the potential violation of at least three criminal statutes. ABC Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl has more.
One of those is the Espionage Act, but another one is obstruction of justice. And this document, the warrant, says that one of the things they were looking for, and this is a direct quote, any evidence of knowing alteration, destruction, or concealment of any government and or presidential records of any documents with classified markings.
ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas says the Department of Justice felt they had no choice but to go in and get the documents.
They believe that there were documents that were classified, top secret, and of national security implications.
The court records do not provide specific details about the documents or their contents. Federal law enforcement is worried about copycat crimes after a man tried to break into an FBI office in Ohio yesterday. The man's social media posts indicate that he was angry over the search of President Trump's home. Former FBI agent and ABC News contributor Richard Frankel explains their concerns.
You're always worried about the copycat. One, because there are people who are like-minded and don't follow the rule of law. And then two, you have these people who actually become more violent and more active in their desire to cause violence.
The suspect in yesterday's incident was shot and killed after an hours-long standoff with police. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Now, the man who broke into the FBI office in Cincinnati has been labeled a domestic violence extremist. KSL News Radio's Chris Jacobs explains that term.
The label is the more correct legal term used by the FBI and the law to categorize various domestic terrorism threats. According to the FBI, it means that the beliefs or ideas motivating the individual are not illegal themselves. However, breaking into an FBI fieldhouse is.
The FBI says that if you see anything suspicious, you should report it to law enforcement immediately. KSL News Time 503 for 10 years, he hid from Muslim extremists. This morning, award-winning author Salman Rushdie was stabbed as he began to speak on a New York stage.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul with an update on Salman Rushdie's condition.
He is alive. He has been transported, airlifted to safety.
The governor speaking just hours after the stabbing attack on the controversial author in Chautauqua, Western New York.
And I want to commend the state police. It was a state police officer who stood up
and saved his life.
The stabbing was witnessed by an Associated Press reporter who said a man stormed the stage as Rushdie was speaking. Since the 1980s, many Muslims have opposed Rushdie, calling his book, The Satanic Verses, blasphemous. Derek Dennis, AP.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
ABC News.
New York police identified the suspect as 24-year-old Hadi Matar, and they say they're looking for a motive. Grandma was arrested, daddy's on the lam, and a little boy is sort of caught in the crossfire. This is fallout from the South Salt Lake shooting in the Winco parking lot last May. 18-month-old Stephen Coleman Jr. left Utah with his parents in May, and while mom is back in Utah, the child is not. Authorities believe the 2-foot-tall boy is in Texas with his father, who's wanted in this Winco shooting. If you know anything about the child's whereabouts, call South Salt Lake Police. Authorities now have a suspect in custody in that hit-and-run crash that killed an 11-year-old boy. He died on a West Valley City sidewalk.
Police in West Valley have been on the hunt for a truck matching the description of this deadly crash. On Wednesday, a mom and her 11-year-old son were walking on the sidewalk near 4000 West and 4200 South. Police say a truck drove onto the sidewalk and hit the boy. He died from his injuries at the hospital. Police say a neighbor reported a truck last night that matched the description and had damage to its front. And police arrested 45-year-old Stephen Rollins for investigation of failing to remain at the scene of an accident involving death. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report, and here's Ricky Meese.
Right now I'm looking at a vehicle fire. It's on the exit ramp from southbound I-15 at 31st Street in Ogden. We have a crash on the right shoulder northbound I-15 near Burton Lane as you're going between Farmington and into Kaysville. It's been moved out of traffic to the right shoulder. There's also a crash reported at State Street and Main, blocking traffic in Farmington. And for drivers on highway on I-80, some rain slowing down the drive, especially near Kimball Junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time 5:06. We have the latest on the Utah drought, and there's been a slight improvement with the recent rain. Michael Sanchez with the Utah Division of Water Resources says there's been a slight drop in the percentage of the state that's in extreme drought or worse.
Based on the kind of monsoonal moisture we have had just recently, it is hopeful. We're definitely grateful for the rain that we have had so far, and we're just hoping that it does continue.
In the last month, the state has received nearly 2 inches of rain when we typically receive 1.5 inches. Utah is celebrating its Tongan and Pacific Islander communities this weekend. KSL TV's Tamara Vaifanua has more on the Friendly Islands Tongan Festival.
This year is a special one commemorating the official declaration made 10 years ago. Governor Spencer Cox is inviting Utahns to learn more about our Pacific Islander community and their culture. One way you can do that is by checking out an art installation at this year's Friendly Islands Tongan Festival. It was put together by a group of PI leaders and artists from Utah who attended Harvard University in June as part of a fellowship. Now, they got to see some of their ancestors' belongings featured in the Oceana Collection at Harvard. It's called A So-So Resting Collectively, Rising Collectively. Now, their exhibit focuses on the headrest used across oceanic cultures.
One of our focuses is bringing it back to the significance of rest, especially in today's day and age where people are constantly working, especially our Pacifica people. We kind of want our people to know that, like, it's okay to rest. It's okay to ask on your fellow Pacifica. It's okay to help each other.
Be sure to stop by the Friendly Islands Tongan Festival. That's happening today and tomorrow at Jordan Park. There will be cultural performances, entertainment, crafts, and plenty of tasty food.
Food. This month is Pacific Island Heritage Month. This year's Heritage Month is focusing on United We Move Forward as a recognition of the community's perseverance through the pandemic. KSL News Time 5:08. This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. If you want to master the art of social media, you gotta follow the Colonel. You know,
order ahead on the KFC app. It's finger-licking good.
The Colonel, whose Twitter account might just be the absolute best in the business world. Listen to what KFC did on Twitter. The company unfollowed every single person on Earth. Instead, on Twitter, they only follow the 6 Spice Girls and 5 guys named Herb. You get it? 11 herbs and spices? They never said a word about this. But one guy named Herb figured it out. Him.
Hey, how's it going?
This is Herb Scribner, who for many years wrote for the Deseret News, and he's one of the 5 Herbs followed by KFC.
You know, I was on Twitter, got a notification saying, hey, KFC's following you. And I was like, whoa, that's kind of weird.
Months later, people figured it out. 11 herbs and spices.
It just like went nuts. It went viral, and then people picked up on it.
Do you like KFC?
You know, I haven't had KFC since the whole follow thing went down, because they gave me, as like a prize, they gave me a couple gift cards. So I used those, but I'm not an active KFC eater anymore. I used to be when I was young.
Herb was a pop culture and social media journalist at Deseret News, so the perfect person to ask, do stunts like this sell buckets of chicken?
That is a great question. You know, I will say that I'm sure that someone who's either going to listen to this interview or someone who will read about this will just, you know, I'm sure there's at least 5 people who would be like, oh, we should get KFC tonight.
That is straight from one of the 11 Herbs, who's now 1 degree of separation from the Spice Girls. Yo, you want extra crispy?
Yo!
Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
5:10 at KSL. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here you go, Ricky Meese.
Salt Lake County drivers, some of the usual slowdowns waiting for you. Southbound I-15 going from Murray just before 53rd South, almost to 90th South. Sandy, northbound I-15, heavy and slow up as you're going from Bluffdale to Bangor Highway and Draper. And then a little bit of busy traffic on the way to 6th South downtown. We have had some really heavy and slow traffic going eastbound on 5400 South. This is going to be just before Bangor Highway over to Redwood Road. Len?
In West Jordan, slow traffic approaching 90th South on the Bangor Highway. Otherwise, rolling along into Friday, I-15 looking pretty good over the point of the mountain into Lehigh, but still a slower pattern southbound 15 from American Fork to Pleasant Grove. Moving well south of here to Spanish Fork, but up Spanish Fork Canyon, US 6. Got that debris still reported 2 miles east of Sheep Creek. Steve?
Got a fresh crash on the 7th East in Salt Lake at 8 South, plus the clearing of that rollover injury crash on 4th West between 4th and 5th South. Northbound 15, pretty good drive down from downtown Salt Lake City into Davis County, but now it's starting to back up in Centerville, all due to a crash in Kaysville. That's just before Burton Lane on the right shoulder. More slowdowns through Layton. Southbound 15 with a vehicle on fire. This is near the 31st Street off-ramp in Ogden right now. That's on the right shoulder. Plus southbound looking good after that into the downtown area. Northbound 89 just past Shepherd Lane. A little busy there, and also busy at SR-193 up to I-84. UDOT construction alert. The Highland Drive ramp bridge is closed to westbound I-215 in Cottonwood Heights through August 22nd for maintenance. Allow extra time and use other routes to get on the freeway. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL hourly forecast shows partly to mostly cloudy skies as we head through the evening at 6 p.m. 91, partly cloudy, a chance for storms. 7 p.m., 87, mostly cloudy with a chance for thunderstorms. And at 9 p.m., we'll see mostly cloudy skies, temperatures in the upper 70s with a few scattered thunderstorms around, trending drier overnight. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now in Salt Lake City, 93 degrees. I'm looking at KSL Vortex. The storms are hitting West Valley City, Glen by West Jordan, and we expect more to come as the evening goes on. If things clear, you get the supermoon starting at 9:28 tonight. KSL News Time 5:13 now. Let's go in depth with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, corneas made from pig skins are being used to restore the sight of humans. Researchers say implant replicates of the human cornea, they're using this implant that replicates the human cornea. It's made from a collagen protein found in pigs. In the pilot study published in the journal Nature Biotechnology, the implants were able to restore sight in 20 people with damaged or diseased corneas. Get this, 14 of these participants were completely blind prior to the procedure. Now, authors say the approach at restoring vision is equally effective. It's safer, simpler, and more broadly available than donor corneas. Now, experts estimate that there are 12.7 million people who are waiting for donated corneas, with only one cornea available for every 70 people who need a transplant. World Health Organization says corneal impairments are the fourth leading cause of blindness. Jeff?
You know, I would say it's a miracle, but it's science. Can it be both?
I think so.
Asking for a friend. KSL News Time. 514 trending on social media. The creator of Hamilton is responding to last week's unauthorized performance of the play. Lin-Manuel Miranda says he's grateful to all the people who've reached out about a Texas church and its illegal production of Hamilton. The church, you see, changed the script and concluded the show with a sermon from a pastor that compared LGBTQ relationships to drug addiction and alcoholism. Lin-Manuel says that now he's just going to let the lawyers do their work. KSL News Time 514. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
if you're out canyoneering this weekend and hear thunder, head immediately to higher ground. That's from the Utah Office of Tourism, who's warning people our monsoonal storms are dangerous in slot canyons. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, it's been busy. Park City firefighters have been responding to fires caused by lightning since last night. Two other lightning-sparked wildfires have been burning close to Vernal. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Utah County drivers, you've got a very rough ride. Slowdowns westbound Pioneer Crossing between Saratoga Road over to Mountain View and Redwood Road. Packed in and slow tonight. This is going to start prior to Crossroads Boulevard and continue down to Pony Express Parkway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The stormy weather is still with us. Watch out for scattered thunderstorms this evening and more on the way for the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
91 in Ogden, 93 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A federal magistrate has unsealed the search warrant which allowed FBI agents to search former President Trump's Florida home. ABC's Pierre Thomas says among the items recovered were some highly classified documents.
They're going to go over these documents. They're going to look very closely at them to see if there's any suggestion that they've been altered in any way. They're going to go back to people that they've interviewed to talk about what they know about these documents. And there's a lot more work to be done to answer the basic question of why. Why were those documents there in the first place?
The Justice Department is looking into the possible violations of at least three criminal statutes, including the Espionage Act. ABC News Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams.
It's actually a little bit more detail than I had expected.
Mr. Trump said he had declassified the documents. President Biden is expected to sign the Inflation Reduction Act into law next week. The House passed the sweeping legislation today, which includes the largest investment in climate change in U.S. history. The Senate signed off on it last week. Author Salman Rushdie is in surgery after being attacked during an appearance in Western New York.
Salman Rushdie was about to begin a lecture at the Chautauqua Institution when police said a man rushed the stage and stabbed the author once in the neck and once in the stomach.
Several members of the staff at the institution and audience members rushed the suspect and took him to the ground.
New York State Police Major Eugene Stanislavski said 24-year-old Hadi Matar of New Jersey is in custody. A doctor in the audience immediately rendered aid to Rushdie, who was taken by helicopter to a hospital in nearby Erie, Pennsylvania, to undergo surgery. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The family of Anne Heche. Is brain dead a week after a fiery car crash that left her with serious injuries. The actress was an organ donor. She's being kept on life support, and at this time, her heart is still beating. Stocks closed at session highs. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the in-depth on KSL. The UTA has announced the grand opening of the Vineyard Frontrunner Station. Mayor Julie Fulmer says This was a historic moment for the city.
This is a regional development. It's going to be able to bring people from the west side of the lake into this transportation area. People up from Heber will come and use this site as their intermodal hub for getting around the valley and shooting up to Salt Lake City and making the points in other areas so successful. This regional development will do more for walkability and tourism and jobs and bringing innovation and talent to this community and the Wasatch Front in a way other projects haven't had the opportunity to do. And the reason I highlighted transit is because it really is a marker as we're doing double tracking for high-speed transit in the state. It's incredible, the transformation that is starting here, and we're going to see it just pile on as the legislature and the governor have put money and funding towards this double tracking to see transportation all across the state, starting here.
There are more plans for Vineyard Station. There's a mixed-use, transit-oriented, walkable community that they plan to create around the new Front Runner Station. KSL News Time 519, that's the in-depth at 15 and 45. And this is traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. They're dancing between the raindrops, Ricky.
They are. We have had rain come down and soak the road along New Bingham Highway and Mountain View Corridor in the West Jordan area. So drivers, be aware. We also have a new crash called out, 7200 West, 3500 South. Southbound I-15, just heavy and slow, Murray and Midvale. And then northbound I-15, a little bogged down from 2100 South to downtown. Starting to see heavy traffic setting in on the 201 now. A few spots westbound, scattered from the West Belt to Bangor, but most of the slower speeds are waiting for you at 5600 West on to Magna. Len?
As Ricky mentioned, we've got some slowing on Pioneer Crossing, the highway itself, that is State Road 145, as you make your way from Saratoga Springs, Redwood Road over to American Fork, and on, it looks like, on Redwood Road itself, approaching Pioneer Crossing, as well as 2100 North. I-15 marching along pretty good shape. Still some slowing southbound from American Fork down to Linden. Steve?
Now we still have a crash on 7th East at about 8 South in downtown Salt Lake City. Northbound 15, though, looking really good, rolling steady and smooth, leaving from the downtown area into Davis County. But delays are waiting for you there at Parrish Lane in Centerville, all due to a crash in Kaysville just before Burton Lane on the right shoulder. Got a vehicle fire on southbound 15 at 31st Street in Ogden, right there by the off-ramp. It's on the right shoulder. Southbound 15 also bogging between Antelope Drive and the Layton Parkway. And northbound Highway 89 really packed in approaching South Weaver Drive. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL 7-day forecast shows more storm chances as we head into the weekend. After scattered storms tonight, tomorrow partly sunny, highs around 92 degrees with thunderstorms through the afternoon and evening again. On Sunday, a high of 91 with a chance for a few more thunderstorms. But Monday through Wednesday of next week, looking drier, partly sunny with highs in the low to mid 90s. We could see storm chances returning next Thursday, Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
It's 93 degrees. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. KSL News Time, 521.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.